Good afternoon. Hope you're having a great Friday. Let's take a look at what's making news today. Democratic presidential candidate Tom Steyer will be participating in a CNN town hall at Grinnell College this Sunday. Steyer going to be answering the audience questions with CNN's Brianna Kyler moderating the event. Town hall will start at 6 p.m. in the Humanities and Social Studies Center's presentation room at Grinnell College at 1115 8th Avenue in Grinnell. Before joining the field competing for the Democratic presidential nomination, Steyer has led a campaign to gain public support for the impeachment of President Trump. A Newton woman accused of stealing a pickup from a residence in Northeast Newton back in September was taken into custody on a warrant shortly after 8:30 last night. Newton police say 20-year-old Brooklyn Elizabeth Malicote was arrested without incident at a home in the 500 block of First Street South. She's charged with second-degree theft. According to the police report, the owner of a 1987 Dodge Dakota saw Malicote break the driver's side window and steal the pickup just before 1:30 in the morning, September 12th. This was in the 1300 block of North 4th Avenue East. Following her arrest Thursday night, Malicote was taken to the Jasper County Jail. Two-day jail term was handed down this week, part of a sentence given a Newton man who pleaded guilty to possessing meth. Newton police say 42-year-old Brian Corey Showalter was found just before 1:30 in the morning, April 22nd, unconscious in a storage unit with a syringe in his arm. Next to him, officers said they recovered a plastic baggie containing half a gram of crystal meth. It was taken from the A1 affordable storage unit at 1003 North 3rd Avenue East to the hospital. Showalter's sentence includes a $315 fine and a $125 surcharge. 25-year-old Newton man arrested for slashing three tires on a car and throwing eggs at it has been sentenced to a year probation and a $315 civil penalty. Court records show Tyler Smith has also been ordered to pay $355 restitution to the victim and a $125 surcharge, pleaded guilty to fourth-degree criminal mischief. Vandalism occurred the night of June 30th to a vehicle outside the apartment building at 1711 South 4th Avenue East. Some retailers in downtown Newton are kicking off the holiday shopping season this weekend with a special event. Danielle Rogers, Newton's Community Marketing Manager, says special buys, refreshments, and Santa are part of what's being called a holiday open house today, Saturday, and Sunday.
They're going to have Santa on Saturday and Sunday, so if you want to get that done early, head over there. There's also different sales and specials and hours for the store, so if you go to Destination Downtown Newton on Facebook, they'll have all the information there.
According to the Destination Downtown Newton Facebook page, Santa will appear noon to 3 p.m. Saturday, noon to 2 p.m. Sunday at the entrance to Relics Antique Store on 1st Avenue. He will have small gifts to hand out to children while supplies last. Santa will also hold story times at 1 p.m. Saturday at Book Trader 10 American at 1:30 p.m. at Choices Christian Bookstore. Next year, you will have a little more take-home pay thanks to new state tax laws. The Iowa Department of Revenue is updating its income tax withholding tables for 2020 to comply with recent tax law changes. Revenue spokesman John Fuller says employers will be trimming the amount of Iowa tax withheld from paychecks starting January 1st.
They will get more money in their paychecks, which is always a thing that most people like. But it might be good to go on our website, and we have a withholding calculator that they can plug some information in and sort of see where they might end up.
Fuller says how much more money you will get out of your paycheck next year is hard to answer as everyone's tax situation is different. If you mark zero on your withholding, he says you should consider raising that to a one or a two.
I had a neighbor question me last year. This is the second year that we've done this, and he said that he didn't really see a need to change, and I didn't change mine either, so you may not need to.
The Iowa Department of Revenue spokesman also suggests adjusting your earnings to come out closer to the break-even point instead of getting a big tax refund every spring.
The ideal situation for most people is to come out of the year sort of not owing a lot of money on your 2019 taxes and not getting a huge check, because that means you've missed out on that money throughout the year.
The Iowa legislature enacted sweeping tax reforms in 2018, and the changes being put in place gradually for the 2019-2020 tax years. You can find the new tax tables and the withholding calculator at the Iowa Department of Revenue website, tax.iowa.gov. Police in Des Moines have released the identity of a man who died in an early morning crash on Interstate I-235 Friday. According to police, crash happened around 2:15 in the morning at the Easton Boulevard on-ramp. Police say 22-year-old Demetrius Galvin of Des Moines died. According to police, evidence indicates that Galvin was driving a 2000 Honda Civic at an extremely high rate of speed, accompanied by another vehicle eastbound on I-235 at Easton Boulevard when he lost control. Honda spun out of control, began to roll, and stopped as it crashed into the sound barrier wall along the Easton Boulevard entrance ramp to eastbound I-235. Police said the impact of the crash was so great that Galvin was ejected from the vehicle, cleared the sound barrier wall near the interstate, landing in an adjacent yard. Police say he died at the scene. Des Moines police released the identity of a pedestrian who died after being hit by a vehicle near Drake University. Around 7:15 last night, 27-year-old Joseph Hicks of Des Moines was killed in the accident. At this time, police say the evidence indicates that Hicks had walked between vehicles that were legally parked along the south curb in the 2300 block of University Avenue and stepped into traffic. Hicks was struck by an eastbound minivan that was driven by a 36-year-old Des Moines man. Police said there was no evidence of impairment, excessive speed, or distracted driving in the case. Evidence indicates there were no opportunity for the vehicle to avoid contact with the pedestrian, although the crash is still under investigation. Just one funeral announcement to pass along today. A visitation for David Logston of Newton, who passed away at the age of 78, will be held Tuesday, 4 to 6 p.m. at Wallace Family Funeral and Crematory. Committal of ashes and full military honors will be held 11 a.m. the following Wednesday at Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. Memorials to David Logston's family may be left at Wallace Family Funeral Home. That is your noontime check. Varying news and funeral announcements here on KCOB. I'm Randy Phan.